Welcome to the State of Wyoming Subject Matter Minute, where we cover a wide variety of subjects related to State of Wyoming employment. This information is for you and me, the state employee. From hidden benefits to systems and processes, we'll make your job easier by giving you the lowdown, the how-to, and hopefully entertain you a bit along the way. And now, today's Subject Matter Minute. Hello, fellow State of Wyoming employees. Thanks for joining me on another episode of the Subject Matter Minute. I'm Matt Nagy. Now, a couple of you may have noticed, it's unlikely, but I skipped the last episode of the Subject Matter Minute because I was burning vacation in July. It was great, and it was really hard to get back to work, but basically I got a river trip in. I had a staycation, which was actually supposed to be a supported mountain bike trip, but due to fires in Colorado, it got canceled. But I stayed home anyways, and it was a blast. And then we went to Walla Walla for a long vacation, Walla Walla, Washington, to do some wine drinking or tasting. It's kind of more my wife's gig, but we had a lot of fun. We had good friends with us. So in the end, I didn't feel like I had enough time to get her done. So I took a month off. If you were waiting with bated breath, I hope you took a breath, and I'm very sorry. All right. Well, I want to thank the subject matter expert for that last one, which was telehealth. Well, it was EGI gave me the information for telehealth. I think that a lot of you found that information useful. I got several comments about people not knowing about it. And basically, it's a pretty inexpensive way to get a doctor's opinion. So thank you, EGI. And on that note, this month's subject matter expert is once again EGI. We're burning through all their benefits. Okay, this one's loosely a benefit because it's a voluntary benefit, which means it puts it in the same area as vision and long and short-term disability, in that the state doesn't actually kick anything in. Okay, so it's a benefit still because we're getting group rates because of our numbers. All right, so this episode, we're going to be talking about long-term care insurance. Okay, long-term care insurance. What is it? Basically, it is insurance to provide money for custodial care if you're, say, in an accident or get some sort of long-term disease like cancer. It'll help pay for custodial things such as the things you don't think about. So like bathing, cooking, feeding, dressing. You know, if you get to that point, you forget about those. And those aren't covered by medical insurance because they're not actually medical items. Okay. So that's the what. Why would you want to do it? Okay. First of all, it can protect your retirement income. It can help protect your retirement income. I say help because these sorts of scenarios can get very expensive. It can also help protect your family and friends from, you know, the burdens of continual care. It can help you choose where you want to get your care. You know, it can be at home or in a facility or, you know, a combination. And that leads to the next one, which is it allows you to bring someone into your home for care. So we need to keep in mind, when you think about long-term care, if you've thought about long-term care, we think about that being for the elderly or for when you're really old. That's not necessarily the case, right? If you have an accident or you get a disease like cancer, this coverage can kick in way before your old age, okay? Now, like I said, many people think that health insurance will help pay for this sort of stuff. It does not. Health insurance covers medical items only. This helps with custodial things, okay? Things that, you know, just day-to-day activities. Okay, another thing people think is that the government will kick in for this sort of thing. Well, apparently that's true, but you have to basically use all of your retirement savings and sell off all your assets before the government will truly kick in, okay? Some people think that, well, they're going to have enough retirement to do this. Okay. Well, some people might, but it can get very expensive. We're going to go into some numbers. I'm going to go to their website and show you some stuff. The numbers are huge. You'll be surprised for like assisted care or nursing homes. Okay. So for instance, my grandma over 10 years ago was put into, it was either assisted living or a nursing home or a combination place that cost $6,000 a month. And this was, like I say, a long time ago. It drove my grandpa crazy because it was destroying his retirement savings. I kind of see this as an insurance for the middle, us, all of us in the middle. So if you're broke when this happens to you, you'll probably get some help. If you're really wealthy, you'll probably be able to cover it. But if you're in the middle, like most of us, this could help. Okay. All right. So like I said, their website is very useful. It has all these questions that I answered already, but you can read through them again. And it also has a way to find out what your monthly cost will be. Okay. And because there's lots of variables, you can change how much you get per day. You can change the overall amount. You can make it go up by a percentage every year to kind of keep up with inflation. So I'll stop there and I'll just go straight to the website and show you what you can do. Okay, because this is a voluntary benefit, a different company puts it on. This company is Genworth. So you go to genworth.com/groupLTC. Okay, the user is State WY, password is groupLTC. Then you select your state and then you select the applicant type. So I'm doing an employee as opposed to spouse. And then you click get started. Okay, so this has a bunch of information that you should read before deciding. This is why consider long-term insurance. And some of the things I said, preserve your savings and assets, protect your family. What does it cover? Good stuff to read. What are some misconceptions? That's some of the stuff about that I talked about that health insurance will cover me, the government will pay, or I'll have plenty of savings, those sorts of things. Why consider this program? One of the things is it's portable. If you leave state of Wyoming, it's fine. You can keep it. And then it goes over the Genworth, the as you know, whether or not it's a good company, how long it's been doing this. Then you can look at questions regarding the plans. Okay, how do I choose my coverage? How do I keep up with the rising costs of care? This is a good one. What features are included? What additional options? What happens when I need it? And what is not covered? Definitely read through it all, okay? And then they also have a section about how to apply. All right, right now I'm going to go into get a quote. So I'm going to go through this real quick. I'm going to say it's just me. You would say yes if it's a spouse. Then you put in your date or your birth date. Where you're going to retire, I'm going to say rest of state because probably not Casper or Cheyenne. And then click that. All right, so this is where you can adjust things to change your monthly fee. Right now, it's $5,609. Okay, and that means I'm going to get a maximum of $150 a day for care and a maximum, complete maximum of $164,250. Okay, so you can adjust. You can say, okay, how about if I just want $100 a day? Changes it to $37 a month. Okay, or maybe let's just go clear up to the $200 a day. Now, it not only adjusts the daily, but it adjusts the total coverage. So that's $219,000 total. All right, you really want to see it jump up? Let's go to the max on that. Okay, $85 a month. You know, not terrible. But if I want this amount to increase by a certain amount every year to keep up with inflation, let's just do the 3%. Jumps up to $189 a month. But your total will increase yearly for life, okay? So at 5%, the highest you can do is $315.22 for my birth date, basically. Okay, so now there's some things here that you need to look at. This one right here, calculate the cost of waiting. That means if I were to do this plan in 5 years, it would cost me $364 a month. In 10 years, it cost me $438. Okay, so that's a nice comparison as far as should I wait or should I start this now? The other thing is here, calculate self-insuring options. All right, so this is how long it would take me to save that amount of money at 6%. I'll be 78 years old by the time I have $292,000. Now, if you do it that way, you realize you won't have it till then, and you hope that your problems start after that, right? With the coverage, you can get payouts earlier if things were to happen earlier, okay? All right, you can compare plans and you can print out a plan summary. Okay, one thing I want to show you that I had to back up to the information, the Learning Center. I want to show you the cost of care in your area. Okay, so this is a way to see how much it costs right now to get this sort of care. So if you click on that link and then go to your state, let's do annually, and let's say rest of state. Well, let's say Cheyenne, because a lot of you are in Cheyenne. Okay, so this is how much it costs annually in Cheyenne right now for these sorts of things. Right now for home health aid, it costs $51,000 a year. You got to keep in mind, too, that these sorts of things are going up by this much every year. All right, so assisted living facility, $55,000, but it's going up 7% a year. So let's say you need it in 20 years. It's going to be way more than this. And consider this, private room in a nursing home, $101,000 now, going up at 3%. So this gives you an idea of how much it can cost at that point. You know, if this is where you're at, let's be honest, your long-term care plan isn't going to help for very long. But if you have a combination or you only need some home health aid for a little while, you know, it could be stretched out. All right. So that's something to look at as well. All right. As you can see, the website is very handy, has a ton of information, and allows you to look at some numbers. All right. I hope that helps with your decision-making process as far as long-term care goes. As with most things in this insurance world, in this area, the younger you get in, the cheaper it is per month. So consider it. That's it for this episode. Thanks for joining me on the Subject Matter Minute. I'll see you next time.
You have been watching the Subject Matter Minute with Matt Nagy. Please help us out by subscribing. And join us next month when we'll cover another topic of interest for all State of Wyoming employees. Again, thank you for joining us on the Subject Matter Minute.